Amy passed the Boot Mart, the pharmacy in Thompson's General Store. She was about to cross back to the other side of the road when her nose detected something even more mouth-watering than the bread. It was a mix of aromatic spices coming from the next shop. She looked for a sign. Most of the buildings were covered in painted lettering, but here she had to search for the name, written in elegant frosted letters on each of the windows. Mr. Chen's Emporium, importer of fine goods and dealer in ornamental wares. At the top of each veranda post was a pair of decorative brackets made from cast iron. Nothing unusual there, except that the design within each bracket was a fire-breathing dragon, its wings outstretched. A pair of blood-red doors marked the entrance. One was shut, the other flung open. She stood at the doorway, unsure whether to enter. She might have walked on, had it not been for the scent of the fragrant spices luring her closer. Cinnamon, cloves, ginger, and something earthy she couldn't quite identify. Tentatively, she stepped over the threshold, but didn't proceed any further, as if an invisible barrier was holding her back. From somewhere close, she heard a tinkling sound. It took her a few seconds to discover the source. Hanging above her were strings of brass bells swinging in the breeze. The interior of the store was so dark her eyes took a while to make out the details, and then she could barely contain her excitement. The walls were lined with wooden shelves reaching to the cornices. Every shelf was crowded with beautiful things vying for her attention. Teapots, bowls, cups and plates in tantalizing colors and intricate patterns, and elegant vases with lids resembling Prussian helmets. Paper parasols painted with bright flowers and birds were suspended from the ceiling. Bolts of fabric were stacked in an open cabinet, arranged by color. A brass lantern glowed on the counter, and large porcelain urns, patterned with intricate blue and white designs, stood on the floor. It was an Aladdin's cave, tucked away in the main street of Millbrook. A man was standing at the counter with his back to her, unloading something from a tea chest. She was about to leave when he turned and saw her. He squinted, trying to make out the figure backlit by the morning sun. Then she realized it couldn't be more than 7:30. The store was not yet open. "I'm sorry to have disturbed you, sir," she said before he could speak. "Your shop smells like Christmas, and I couldn't resist looking inside." He was dressed in a suit, a brown jacket, white shirt, and black tie knotted loosely in a bow, with matching brown trousers. But it was the waistcoat which caught her eye. Orange silk, the color of a Millbrook sunset. And then she saw his face. Bronzed skin, liquid brown cat's eyes, sleek black hair immaculately combed back from a high forehead, full lips topped by a black moustache, not the thick and bristly kind favoured by her father, but a thin line, perfectly groomed. His cheekbones might have been sculpted out of clay. It was hard to judge his age. As she looked at the face, it dawned on her that the merchant was a Chinaman, like the band of dancing people she had seen in the street, like her beloved Aladdin of Monsieur Galland's 1001 Nights, only without the pigtail. Meanwhile, the Chinaman in the orange waistcoat was staring back at her, as though he hadn't understood her words. She was about to repeat them slowly when she heard, "Good morning, madam. Please do not apologize. May I be of help to you?" He was smiling, showing perfect white teeth. Perfect English, too. If she closed her eyes, it would be easy to imagine he was Mr. Dickens himself. Amy was disconcerted. She had expected him to speak in the odd, high-pitched sounds she had heard from his fellow countrymen when she passed them in the street, not the cultivated accent of someone who might have recently come down from university. "No, thank you, sir. I really should go. My mother is waiting for me to return with the bread for our breakfast. I am truly sorry to have bothered you."